Scott with SJWildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 424. I'm going to be off camera. I'm on the road. It's been a while since I've done a VCast. I moved my son in to a new apartment in Chicago. Wonderful time. Everything went well. And I'm down in Florida helping a friend fix his trailer from the hurricanes. So this VCast, we're going to cut through the clutter on the news. We're going to cover Noah Hyde Trump, banker boy Trump, bringing in the new world order, my friends. But the first story I want to cover, I thought this was interesting. I got to admit, I was somewhat hoodwinked by this article with RFK Jr. goes full tinfoil, pledges to stop chemtrails in latest Dr. Phil interview. And I was excited. I must admit it. And then I started thinking about it, folks. This is a limited hangout. This is a nothing burger of a story. We're getting gaslit on the chemtrail exposure. And for those of you who don't know, who are not old enough to remember blue skies, contrails would dissipate very, very quickly, flat out. And I thought this was an interesting view within the article. According to a 2017 study, about 10% of Americans fully believe in chemtrails conspiracy, they'll say, and we'll prove it's not a conspiracy, with another 20 to 30% agreeing it might be somewhat true. So I think that's the good news. That's why we're seeing this being shed in the controlled media. But again, we've covered RFK Jr. flip-flopping on so many different points. Personally, I think he's controlled and honey-trapped, flying on Lolita Express with Epstein. But let's read a little bit from this article. That is not happening in my agency, RFK Jr. says. We don't do that. It's done, we think, by DARPA. And a lot of it now is coming out of the jet fuel. So those materials are put in jet fuel, Kennedy responded, appearing to blame the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, part of the U.S. Department of Defense, for chemtrails. DARPA has long been a conspiracy boogeyman, though it's not the only government agency that's been accused of creating chemtrails. I mean, all you have to do is look up and see. And many people have done studies of what they're dumping on us, things like aluminum. And then you have Monsanto actually filing patents of seeds that only grow in aluminum soil. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Geoengineeringwatch.com, check out their website. I think they document it very, very well. But again, they're gaslighting us. This is from the Daily Mail. The geoengineering, that's what they'll call it, Project Next Door. Its interactive map reveals locations of thousands of controversial experiments to alter the climate. So is there one in your hometown? The article goes on to say, across the Atlantic, a Bill Gates-backed project aims to block the sun and prevent global warming, halting climate change in its tracks. While this sounds like pure sci-fi, it's in fact one of hundreds of different plans to geoengineer the Earth. Geoengineering is the large-scale manipulation of environment processes that affect Earth's climate in an attempt to halt global warming. It's a scam, my friends. It's part of this bio-digital convergence. And here's where it gets even more nefarious. A listener sent me this article. Canadian government begins testing inhaled COVID mRNA Aerovax. The article goes on to say the development of inhaled vaccines could allow a large number of people to be vaccinated at once if the Aerovax were sprayed into the atmosphere. If the Aerovax were deployed atmospherically, it could vaccinate entire towns and cities at once, bypassing individual consent. I mean, we're dealing with evil, my friends. I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, this is a little bit old, but they're priming you for Noah Hyde laws. We've been warning about Noah Hyde laws for 4 years of this ministry. This was posted by Trump's True Social, and then the White House posted it. Trump basically as the Pope. And of course, there was a press conference or a little quick news brief where Trump said he should be the Pope. There's truth in kidding. There's truth in plain sight, my friends. This is becoming a one-world religion, and it's getting more nefarious. Trump says he will reopen Alcatraz for the most ruthless and violent prisoners. When I read this article, I got Noah Hyde law vibes. I just did. Because when will this flip from the ruthless criminals to people that don't want to take the mark of the beast? That's where this whole thing is moving towards. And we'll prove it further as we go down the line with this AIB system. Now, if you follow our ministry, We Think Politics is totally big time wrestling. You're watching a script. It's divide and conquer, right versus left, gay versus straight, rich versus poor, black versus white, so on and so forth. You could go on down the list. Men versus women. It's all nonsense. The big picture is AI government. Remember, Biden signed an executive order about nanotech and biodigital convergence. Wings of the same bird, my friends. And Trump is the New World Order banker boy to bring in this B system. But I thought this was hilarious. Photographer Doug Mills wins Pulitzer Prize with the iconic photo of the bullet shooting by Trump's head. It's very, very fascinating, my friends. And there's a fun fact. Doug Mills is also the photographer behind the iconic image of George W. Bush in the classroom on 9-1-1. Huh, coinkydink? Where's my shoes? Where's my shoes? Why did his shoes fall off? And we showed the video where they got the photographer in place right before this whole thing went down. Not buying any of it, my friends. All right. Trump is destroying and burning down the economy. We've talked about that with the Economist magazine that is owned by the Rothschilds that supposedly owns the Federal Reserve banks around the world. But it's just interesting. A beautiful baby girl doesn't need so many dolls, Trump says. Also, five pencils are enough. I think he said a beautiful baby girl doesn't need 30 dolls, maybe five, right? Three dolls. Don't quote me on that. But at the end of the day, I wanted to unlock how many Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And there are a bunch of different sources, but I'll just give you a couple proof points that people are not buying 30 dolls. They're not doing it. Bank of America internal data shows about 30% of American households are living paycheck to paycheck, defined as spending at least 90% of income on necessities. So they can track that. Payments reports that about 54% of Americans were living paycheck to paycheck as of 2023. The situation is particularly acute for younger generations, with Gen Z seeing a significant increase from 57% to 69% between 2023 and 2025. So Americans are not living high on the hog, my friends. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying any of it. All right, let's get into the beast system. If you follow our ministry, we think the woman of the book of Revelation, or I think the book of Revelation, and I prove it with scripture, is Jerusalem. And I'm not saying don't keep your eye on Rome, keep your eye on Rome. But Jerusalem sits on seven hills. Jerusalem killed the prophets, right? Jesus called out the Sadducees and Pharisees of killing the prophets. The woman is called the Great City. And then when you look at hermeneutics, the Great City is called Sodom and Egypt, where they crucified Christ. They didn't crucify Christ in Rome. And there are other proof points. You can go back and look at old podcasts. But I personally think the AIB system will be run out of Israel. Here's just another proof point. 100 plus Meta employees, including head of AI policy, confirmed as ex-IDF. The article goes on to say these ex-IDF members are based evenly across Meta's U.S. offices and in its Tel Aviv office, and a significant number of them have a specialization in AI. This all plays into biodigital convergence. Don't be fooled, my friends. And I was thinking about previous podcasts where they're trying to break up Meta. They need to consolidate all of artificial intelligence into a select few that run the final beast system. And it gets more strange as you look at Elon Musk. I personally have a hypothesis, and I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but I think Elon Musk might be the false prophet, and his religion is scientism. He brought fire down from heaven, landing the rockets. X, he wants to morph into a payment system. When he actually did the Doge work, he probably took all the information from the government, and he's going to lock it into his artificial intelligence system. But as an ex-marketer or marketer by trade, I look at brand continuity. And sure enough, from Fox News, Starbase, think of all the Starlink, Stargate with the AI project announced on the second day of Trump's administration. Starbase, home to Elon Musk's SpaceX to become Texas' newest city. So Elon gets a city, Starbase, to sell the dream of you going to space. This is what I wrote on a Telegram post. Think of the branding continuity of Star, part of the B system. We have Starlink, and don't forget Stargate AI project that is a $500 billion AI infrastructure initiative. And also, I bet this will be a smart city. It'll be probably a smart city for the world to replicate. Look what Elon has. Look what Elon has. I'm not buying any of it. All right, I thought this was a great story. Bush official claims U.S. built secret $21 trillion underground city for rich and powerful to live if near extinction event happens. That is from the New York Post. Let's continue. About 170 such bunkers have been built across the country since 1998, including some resting beneath the oceans off the U.S. coast, 74-year-old Catherine Austin Fitz said. It's preparation for a catastrophe. What do they know? Well, all of this reminds me of Matthew 24, 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. They know this is coming. And it reminds me of Isaiah 2, verses 19 through 21, and Revelation 6, verse 16, a sister passage. You can read that. And they shall go into their holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for the fear of the Lord and the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. I'd hate to be in an underground base when the earth shakes. In that day, a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the top of the raged rocks for fear of the Lord, for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. And then Revelation 6:16, they're like, fall on me, rocks, fall on me, rocks. And I wonder if they'll take some common folks down in these bunkers for genetic diversity, for people to be their slaves. I wonder. Have no fear, my friends. The good book is coming true right before your eyes. I should be back in studio in 3 days. Until then, be blessed. Bless a Christian, my friends, and you'll be blessed. Have a great day.